For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Tennessee General Assembly is winding to a close, and that means we've seen several bills turning into laws this week. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Chris.
Well, Otis, the House and the Senate ultimately worked out their differences on school vouchers. In the next 5 years, we could see upwards of $330 million public dollars used as tuition to private schools. The bill was a tough sell, even for a lot of Republicans, right?
Oh, it really was. I mean, there were a lot of Republicans, especially in the rural areas, who were concerned about it, and they had to make a lot of concessions down the stretch to get it to pass. There was not unanimity here among Republicans that this bill was a good thing.
The bill applies almost exclusively to Shelby and Davidson counties, Nashville and Memphis. Here we got a new superintendent this week, Joris Ray. He was the interim superintendent. Now he's full-time. He seems committed to fighting school vouchers.
Oh, yes. And the school board is committed to fighting them as well, and so is the Metro Nashville Public Schools. But this is a push that Governor Lee made. Is something that the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, supports. Is something that the President, Donald Trump, supports. So if it winds up in the courts, we'll see what happens.
Well, another controversial bill is a law that would place fines on organizations that hold voter registration drives, but then turn in a number of deficient or incomplete forms. Now, this came about because of what happened here in Shelby County last year. The Tennessee Black Voter Project registered about 91,000 new voters, but it came in the form of a document dump on the eve of the deadline, and the Shelby County Election Commission found many of those forms incomplete. So this legislation would require groups organizing voter registration drives to undergo training and turn in registrations in a timely manner. Why is this so controversial?
Well, I don't think that those specific provisions that you just talked about should be all that controversial, because it apparently is a fact that a lot of those registration forms were turned in that had bogus addresses, incomplete names, and it did create a headache for the Shelby County Election Commission. I don't have a problem with requiring a timely, turning them in a timely fashion. Don't wait around and dump them at the last minute. I agree with all of that. But it's an optics problem here, Chris, in that the impression was that you are, in some respects, criminalizing the act of registering people to vote if some of those forms come back improper or incomplete. I put a lot of stock in voter registration. It's near and dear to my heart just because of my history in Mississippi. And so I just don't think that we should be criminalizing it even when situations of this nature come up.
Otis, you are a big Memphis basketball fan.
Very much so.
Ever put a few bucks on a Memphis win?
No, I have not.
Well, guess what? You'll soon be able to do that legally.
I don't want to.
So a measure moved forward to allow online sports betting in the state. Last time we talked, you weren't sure this was going to make it.
I wasn't. I am kind of surprised that it did pass. Online betting only, not brick-and-mortar locations like down on Beale Street, which is what...
Right, they wanted to have gambling dens, I suppose. You could call them on Beale Street again.
Irrepute places. But, yeah, I mean, I think that the reality here is that there's some money to be, tax money to be gotten here. And so that reality set in. The governor, he did not sign the bill and will let it become law without his signature. That sort of tells me something. But yes, this is just a sign of the times.
Now, finally, this year we talked a lot about trigger bills, laws that kick in if other laws kick out, like a state ban on abortion if the Supreme Court ever overturns Roe versus Wade. Well, here's another one at the last minute, daylight saving time. If the federal government lets states have their choice, Tennessee could get year-round daylight saving time. So, Otis, are you a sun in the morning or a sun in the evening kind of guy?
I'm a nighttime guy. I'm a night owl guy. I like it when daylight saving time is over.
This is the argument that's going to end our friendship, Otis.
Well, it might, but here's the problem here. Since I work late into the evenings anyway, it doesn't matter to me. I just don't like getting up early, and I want my hour back in October.
Well, I want my extra hour of daylight, and I want to keep it. Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.